This audio narrative is copyright of motherslust.com. This story is 100% fiction. All characters are over the age of 18.
Chapter 5. Peggy was in bed, alone. After she had sucked her son's cock, Ted had walked weakly to the hall bathroom, and she had listened to him shower. She lay on her bed, waiting for him to come back, but after a while she realized he wouldn't be back. While she bathed, she wondered if her son was feeling embarrassed now that she had fucked him, then given him a blowjob. She hoped, desperately, that he wasn't. Her joy at getting her son's cock into her cunt, then her mouth, was insane. She didn't want to stop now. She wanted to keep him close at her side, hold his cock and balls, play with them until she was ready to fuck her cunt or mouth. She didn't mind which. After her bath, she considered going to him, but decided this was something her son would have to work out on his own. She thought about her sister, Arlene, and of Arlene's face between her thighs, licking her cunt, of her confession that she had wanted to suck Peggy's cunt since they had been young girls. Arlene was not a lesbian, Peggy felt. She was simply a woman who had wanted to taste a cunt, her sister's cunt, and finally done so. No, Arlene liked men. She wondered how much her son had seen. If he had seen her hand between Arlene's thighs, seen his aunt's cunt. A smile spread over her pretty face as she thought of her son shoving his young cock into Arlene's overheated pussy, fucking her wildly. That would be exciting to see, Peggy decided. She heard shuffling steps outside her bedroom door. Is that you, Ted? She called. It's me, Mom, her son replied. Is it okay if I come in for a while? Of course, darling, she answered, sitting up in bed and clicking the light on. Come on in. Is something bothering you? Ted entered, wearing jockey shorts. Peggy's eyes lowered to see the exciting lump his cock and balls made in them.